Almost $50,000 is being allocated to 10 businesses on the South Coast to help them recover from COVID-19 restrictions. The grants have been allocated following two delays in council. Joining me to discuss this and other news in the region is Alexandrina Mayor Keith Parks. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Great, Jenny. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
So tell us about these grants and how the council decided on the recipients.
The grants are split over two rounds, so this is the first round. There's another one coming. And it's part of a process of money we receive from the government that we've split up to help economic development and events recover around the region. So we went out with just over $47,000 in the first round, but with a range of criteria that businesses had to show that they had been impacted by the COVID-19 virus and the shutdowns and restrictions associated with that. So it's just really helping them give a bit of extra cash boost to get cracking and get things happening because, you know, they all employ people and they all create income and create attraction to the region.
Mm. So it's between $2,500 and $5,000 each. And sorry, I interrupted you there.
That's right. No, that's about that, right. It's between $2,500 to $5,000. Most of them were up in the higher bracket. There are about 10 businesses, organisations that received a grant. Nobody missed out. So anybody who applied got something.
Oh, right.
There was no need to sort of start weeding through them. But they all the ones that received funding, to some extent, they all met the criteria, and we're hoping that as a result, that when the next round comes out in January, people will be more aware of it, and we might get some more businesses that need a bit of help sticking their hand up as well.
So what happened? It sounds like it was delayed twice. The majority of councillors unconvinced there was sufficient information to show that the businesses were eligible.
Yeah, look, Jenny, it's one of these things. Difficult. You have a situation where council approves a process and a criteria to which applicants need to meet and hand it to the administration to process that. And the difficulty is when the administration bring back their recommendations, some of the members were questioning whether these organisations had met the criteria. So it makes it very difficult. Because the people within our organisation, the administration who checked these applications, were very, very thorough and transparent, strictly controlled. And it was very unfortunate that it had to come back to the Chamber a third time before it got the click on, not the tick, because, as I said, every recipient more than qualified within the guidelines, and there was nobody that missed out.
Right.
So it's frustrating when these things happen, but I guess that's part of the democratic society we live in.
Mm, and we'll keep an eye out for when
the next round
opens up in January. We'll let listeners know as well. Mayor Keith Parks is with me. Now, a petition has been going around to have a dog on leash only zone in the Beyond Estate at Kyneton. Tell us about this.
Yes, well, we received a petition for exactly what you said. Some of the residents down there are keen to have a dogs on leash requirement at all times. Kyneton, as you know, includes the Beyond Estate, that development which is extremely well done on the border of our council area down there. Some of the land within that is privately owned. It's owned by the developers and it will stay privately owned. So council has no control over what happens on that land. But there are some small reserve areas and, of course, roads and footpaths which are under council's control now. And there's a request people be made to keep their dogs on leash at all time in those areas. So that's gone out to consultation until it closes on the 10th of December. It's on mysay.alexandrina.sa.gov.au. If you're in Goolwa or Strath, pop into one of the council offices and you'll be able to get more information.
And consultation closes tomorrow night on sea level rise and coastal erosion, a big effort from the council over the past few weeks in informing communities on and how this could affect them into the future. What sort of feedback are you guys after on this?
It's a big project. It's been done over a couple of years. And we like... There are, as There are 68 councils in South Australia, and 34 of those councils are on the coast. So all the councils have been doing an audit on just what impacts on their coastline, sea level rise and climatic conditions that are changing, because they are changing, what's happening, what's happened over the last 100 or 200 years, and what's expected to happen going into the next 100 years. It's been a very extensive compartmental survey. It was done to not to frighten people about what the future is, but more to inform people of how the coastline is changing. And our coastline isn't all receding. Part of it is part of it's increasing, going further out. It's a moving feast, but it's just really important that we're informed, so that as we look at development into the future, we can make sure that it's all done in an appropriate manner, so that it's not going to give us trouble down the track.
Great. So we can have our say on the website there, council website?
That's at mysay.alexandrina.sa.gov.au/CA. And you can pop into Goolwa or Strath Libraries and get the information.
Hey, well, thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks. And you look after yourself. Stay cool thank over you. The next few days.
It'll be warm tomorrow. It's a lovely day today, but it'll be warm tomorrow, and we'll be right. Just keep the plants watered, and feel for our poor farmers out there harvesting as hard as they can go at the moment. They'll be going flat out today before it gets too hot.
That's a really good point. Thanks so much for your time today, Keith.
Thanks, Jenny.